Video: Felon with violent history still at large after dismembering baby, police say. By Amy Furr on November 22, 2022. A felon with a lengthy violent history remains on the loose after allegedly dismembering his 11-month-old daughter in Naugatuck, Connecticut. The victim, Camilla Frances Queenie, was discovered on Friday in the family's home, the New Haven Register reported Monday. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of her father, Christopher Francis Queenie, 31, who is wanted on an arrest warrant charging him with murder with special circumstances and risk of injury to a minor, the newspaper said. Images show the suspect, who has a neck tattoo, and a photo of a man who appeared to be the suspect walking down a street wearing a white hoodie and black pants. Per the Register, the suspect and the child's mother argued early Friday while they were in Waterbury, and police explained he destroyed his cell phone and cut off a court-ordered electronic monitor. Officials believe Camilla was already dead when the pair argued, but that her mother was unaware of the fact, according to Naugatuck Police Chief Colin McAllister. He said the mother went to the home, but he did not say if she is the individual who found the child. Photos show a police vehicle outside the home and a memorial where citizens placed teddy bears, flowers, and candles. Camilla's death was ruled a homicide in the manner of the death, as being neck compressions as well as stab wounds, an officer said during a press conference Monday. The investigators and first responders at that scene found Camilla's body in a state of dismemberment when they arrived at that scene, he added. Officials are still trying to determine a possible motive for the crime. Frances Queenie drove away from the scene in a car that was eventually found abandoned. Later that day, a man fitting the suspect's description was reportedly seen walking down Quinnipiac Avenue in New Haven. Officials warned citizens not to approach the suspect, who is considered armed and dangerous. He was on special parole after a 10-year prison sentence for assault, but after he was released on supervised parole in 2020, the suspect was taken into custody again in November last year for carjacking and assaulted correction officers as he tried to escape the next day, the Register article said. Police said Frances Queenie was free on bonds totaling about $375,000 and monitored by a GPS device when the homicide occurred last week, the newspaper continued. One neighbor was shaken by the recent news, telling Fox 61, "We sort of went about our day and I can't get this little girl out of my head. It really hits home, especially having a kid around the same age. And to think that it happened only a couple houses up is really disturbing," he said. As the crime wave continues bearing down on citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America, a mid-year survey found violent crime in cities across the nation rose over 4% in the first 6 months of this year, Breitbart News reported in September.